Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Wurfacak, Wurfacak, it's that time of the year. The potatoes are stolen, and the grandmother's on the roof. Huzzah! Huzzah! The time has come again. Huzzah! Huzzah! Don't forget to bring a new friend.
Hello and welcome to day 19 of Wurfacak. Jesse, we're back with a free version.
We're back!
For a free version with all the general public who, that's it.
That's not what you called them last night.
What did I call them?
the unwashed
freebies.
Freebies. We love you all. We love you very, very much. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you so much. Don't pay attention to Reese.
Last night was the night of pavements, aka sidewalks, and everyone in the world spent the night on the pavement or the sidewalk, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Just because you weren't allowed in a building or on the road.
And how was yours? I sat and watched New Girl all night, and I was in my electric heated clothing, and I had like an electric blanket with me and snacks and a little mini fridge and my HDTV. And it was great. It was lovely. Oh. It was very cozy. Yeah, snuggly warm.
Do you know what I did?
I got a random passerby. I'm like, hey, do you want some ice cream? They're like, I want some ice cream. They're like, you got to fucking snuggle with me. And they're like, okay, I'll snuggle with you. And then we snuggled and watched them for warmth. It was nice.
Cool.
You set your car on fire. Yeah.
No, I set my neighbor's car on fire.
Right,
so
of course.
Me and the family, we huddled around the burning chassis of a Chevy Cobalt, roasted marshmallows. It was very idyllic. And at one point, I don't know what was in there. There must have been a fire extinguisher. It exploded and went about 30 foot in the air and covered us all in a light dusting of foam. It was beautiful.
It's so kind of like a fireworks display, but a lot more dangerous.
Yeah. And definitely. And the other thing is when you set a car on fire, one of the things you realize is that there's compressed air in the seat sometimes. And that also explodes and makes a big bang. Sometimes it can fly out and hit you. So be careful if you're going to light a car. This Wurfacak.
As your Wurfacak tip for the day.
Yeah. Any compressed gas in the airbag anywhere is likely to explode at some point and can harm you and your loved ones who are just trying to stay warm around the burning tires.
I have a request before we open today's door.
Yes.
I will fuck act miracle request. I've spoken about this before. I have a friend who has her own podcast. It's called Queens of Spice. And it's just talking about smutty, smutty books. And it's fantastic. It's a great podcast. But the number one thing my friend Rachel wants of above all else is to be emailed. I even emailed her at her podcast and we're friends. And she was still excited that she got an email at her podcast. So I'm putting it out there into the Wafuckak verse, the world of Wafuckak. If our dear listeners could pause this and quickly send an email to Rachel at queensofspice@gmail.com just to say hi. You didn't even have to listen to the podcast. Just say hi, tell her your favorite recipe, wish them merry or a wonderful Wafuckak, really anything. queensofspice@gmail.com. That's my request for today, everyone. So,
I got something I want to say as well. I want to say thank you to the listeners who let us know that there was some ads running, some programmed ads running on our show that were from people who have done bad things and continue to do bad things. We didn't know. We had no control over it. We're working with our platform to make sure that we don't have any more ads from despotic regimes.
Yes. So thank you for reaching out. No, seriously, thank you for reaching out.
We have no idea. Like, all different kinds of advertisers get their ads dropped on our show. And it's important to us. If you hear something you don't like and you want to let us know, because we do care. We don't want to be selling ads for I don't know, minions of Satan.
I'm not minions. Really just the bad guys. I kind of want to now, honestly. Just
yeah. maybe we would run an ad for Satan, because I think
not Satan, minions of Satan.
Minions of Satan. Anyway.
Let's open the door.
Do you want to open the door?
I want to open the door. Okay, here we go. This one's metal. Okay. It's got like a little shiny knob on it. Here. That was fun.
It sounded like a pterodactyl dying. Anyway.
The door sounded like so.
Yeah, exactly. So, Emperor Zhu
Xin. You should put an echo on that.
Emperor Zhu Xin. I think I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but if I got it wrong, let me know. So, have you ever heard of him before?
No.
Okay, Zhu Xin. So, he came to power in 1046 BCE.
What's BCE stand for again? Before Christ
exploded. Before the Common Era. You don't remember that bit of the Bible? He just one of his tricks. Water into wine. I'll explode. And then I'll come together again. He melted into like a liquid metal and all the puddles came together. And then his arms also turned into these sharp metal spikes. And he put it through someone's head while they were drinking from milk.
That's I was Jesus. Picturing something completely different where he's up on the cross and they finally get him up there. And it's like, God bless motherfuckers. And then he just explodes in the shockwave, taking everybody else with him. Like, yours is much, much better. Oh, we're going to lose so many listeners today.
We're so sorry.
First, we started by saying, we're really, thank you for bringing our attention to our horrible advertisers. And then we go and do something like that. Just
Exploding Jesus is a great name for a band. Anyway.
Okay, when was he born again? The Zhang Zhu, or what's his name?
1046, before Christ exploded. And so a lot of his life story is hard to follow because apparently
they said Christ died for her sins, but they never really specified how.
Well, they did.
I guess they did.
That's why everyone wears a cross.
That's why I haven't gone to church.
I like to think, though, maybe they got it wrong. Maybe the cross wasn't like a wooden cross. Maybe that's to show in the debris, the directions of the debris.
Oh, my God, Reese, we have to stop. We have to stop right
now. I'm trying to, but you keep going back to it.
Well, here I am saying they never specified how Christ died. You're like, yes, they fucking did.
I've never read the Bible. I used to have one of those kids' ones. It was colorful.
They sure did specify, Jesse. He exploded. Okay.
Yeah. And then he laid a chocolate egg.
Oh, God. We're going to be canceled so fucking quick.
Anyway. Anyway.
I just didn't hear that. I didn't process that until like 2 seconds later. What is wrong with you?
You good to go?
Oh, God.
Come on. We're learning about Zushin.
That's not what I was learning about. Okay.
Okay. So,
chocolate egg. Jesus.
You're gonna like this one. You're gonna like this one. So Zushin abandoned any concept of morality.
Okay.
Oh, I got to say, actually, I missed this because you were laughing. apparently there's a lot of falsified and exaggerated stories because the scholars liked to, you know, sex up the stories a bit.
What?
Just to make them more exciting. So anyway, apparently he abandoned any concept of morality and loved massive orgies and drinking wine.
Okay.
And he loved wine so much, he created a lake out of wine.
I can get behind this guy. All right.
And then...
This is my kind of partier.
The fake lake of wine was surrounded by...
Oh, he didn't make a pool? He didn't make like an indoor pool of wine? Not like a lake. Somewhat sanitary? He dug a hole... ground.
Not like a hot tub that was like just warming up mulled wine. It was like a lake of wine.
Would that be good? Would you do that?
No, because I would get it. There'd be like pubes in it.
Well, no, just if it was just for you.
Yeah, your pubes.
Shave your pubes, man. All right, before you get into your mulled wine hot
tub. And like maybe
it's your hot tub. Clean yourself before you get in your mulled wine hot tub.
I'm still going to be consuming bits of myself. I'm still not okay
really
with
drunk.
It. Right, my sweat.
So he dug a hole in the ground and poured wine into it.
Yeah. And then he's surrounded by a forest of meat trees.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you making that up? Is that?
Oh,
apparently. What is trees, what? What trees are meat
made
trees?
Of, trees made of meat. Like fake trees made of meat.
Okay. Do you have any more information? Because I don't. What the fuck?
It just says it was surrounded by a forest of meat trees. What's there to doubt about that? It makes total sense. And this was in the palace grounds. So the lake was big enough to accommodate several boats.
Crack me off a branch of ham, would you? I'm feeling peckish.
No, so the construction of the meat trees.
God, they would have smelled so bad within like a day or two.
Well, no, they were trees, real trees, but they had cooked meat hanging from the branches like fruit.
Okay. So, all right. So it's not quite how I expected.
Yeah.
All right. Still, probably wouldn't have lasted very long.
So he, essentially, he would spend most of his time canoeing in the lake, bathing, consorting with his concubines.
Canoeing in his wine lake? The lake was that fucking big.
Yeah, yeah. He could have like a few boats in it, bathing in his wine lake.
Jesus Christ.
Sharing it with his concubines and drinking his wine lake. But then he was defeated by another king and lost a battle. So he retreated to his pavilion with all his jewelry and everything he had. And he set it on fire and killed himself in the flames.
Okay. That's a sad, unfortunate way to go. Jesus.
Yeah. And apparently they've excavated.
Just because he lost a battle.
Well, they were going to come and get him. So he's like, right, that's it. I'm going to have one last hurrah. My lake wine, gonna eat some meat apples, maybe a meat pie. And then apparently recent excavations by archaeologists confirm the existence of the lake.
No, fuck it. Seriously?
Yeah.
It was real.
I don't think they found a meat tree, but they found
Well, if I ever become a billionaire, I know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
At least you want to come down to my My meat garden.
Meat garden.
My meat villa.
Another good name for a band. Exploding Jesus supporting Meat Garden tonight.
I'm down here. Just follow the ham path. Just, yeah.
Exactly. It's all good. So anyway, that was the story of Emperor Zhu Xin.
So if anyone wonders if monarchy works,
just... Well, I know. It does work as long as you're the monarch.
I mean, I guess, right? But like the shit that they do is so insane. Like absolute power corrupts absolutely, but they never really said that it corrupts your mind into straight up insanity. Like, fuck, man. Anyway, what's tonight? Tell me about tonight.
Tonight, Jesse.
Yes, I forget every year, and probably for the best.
Tonight is the night of mist and fog and sometimes smoke. So the fog will roll in from the oceans, the mist will descend from the mountains, and everyone burns tires inside their houses just to add to it. So everyone's trying to create as much mist, smoke, and fog as possible.
I don't remember last year being inside their houses.
It is inside your house. It's safer. Right. You know, wolves can't get you. And the idea is that the less you can see, the better, so that it makes you appreciate your other senses, like fashion sense.
And right, kind of like Daredevil.
Yeah, it's a trial for the eyes, the lungs, and the soul.
The trial for the eyes, the lungs, and the soul. And by the time you're done, you'll be a better fashionista. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. You'll have your dress sense will increase by 10. So, but tomorrow we will be back behind the paywall. And we just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has joined us there.
Yes, thank you all of the new patrons. We really appreciate your support.
There's a ton of WFAQs for you to catch up on if you haven't, and hope you can be there so that we can.
And if you can't afford it, that's okay. We'll continue to give you free episodes every third day just for you, because we do love you, dear listeners. You've been with us through thick and thin. So
yeah,
so just get a little teary.
Thick and thin, even like when minions of Satan have been advertising on our show, you stuck with us, and we appreciate it. And then when we offended the King of Kings too.
Oh, and don't forget, if you haven't done it already, please send a quick, wonderful WFAQ greeting to Rachel at queensofspice@gmail.com.
What? Stop. Are you trying to like win over this?
No, lady? I just wanted to, you do it at the beginning, you do it at the end. It's just what you do. It's part of podcast advertising.
Well, can I ask you to email someone for me?
Sure. Who do you want me to email?
I don't know anyone.
I'll do it right now. Who do you want?
I don't know anyone.
You don't know anyone?
No.
Well, then, yeah, sure, I'll email them. Just, that's easy. Done.
Thanks.
Hold on.
I'll check if they got it.
No, give me, I'm in Gmail right now. Right now. Where my email?
I'm not going to read an email out of a friend. I tell you, email canadianpolicsisboring@gmail.com.
That's our email. You want me to email ourselves?
Just email me.
So lovely, Jesse.
Tell me that I'm your favorite host, Jesse, and that... I don't know. Just say something nice.
I'll think about it. Maybe.
Thank you.
Cool. Wonderful the fuck, everybody.
Wonderful the fuck, everyone.
Bye.
WFAQ. It's that time of the year. The potatoes are stolen, and the grandmother's on the roof. Huzzah! Huzzah! The time has come again. Huzzah! Huzzah! Don't forget to bring a new friend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.